this is Wesley J. Smith, Senior Fellow in Human Rights and Bioethics at the Discovery Institute, and you're listening to What It Means to Be Human. Western culture is profoundly, and I think on several important bioethical issues, implacably split about what is right and what is wrong. These issues range from abortion, to euthanasia, to embryonic stem cell research and human cloning, to removing feeding tubes from people with cognitive disabilities, to personhood theory, and indeed to human exceptionalism and the importance of being human itself. The intellectual elites and holders of the leverages of political power generally tend to support what have come to be called the culture of death agenda, while opponents, again generally, tend to be from Main Street, faith communities, and constitute a minority within the healthcare professions. Some disputants take their stand based on religious belief or lack thereof, while others, including this commentator, are adamant that universal human rights are literally at stake. One potential way of coexisting in such a splintered moral milieu is to permit conscientious objectors to refuse to participate in what they and I believe is an emerging culture of death. And indeed, the issue of conscience is likely to become one of the most heated bioethical controversies in the years to come. The United States is one of the prime battlefields over conscience clauses, as in the fight over Bush administration plans to protect conscience rights of healthcare workers who do not wish to participate in abortion. But the issue also is heating up around the globe. Case in point, a recent Italian court ruling permitted a father to remove the feeding tube of his daughter, who had been in a persistent vegetative state for more than 15 years. But no medical professionals are willing to go along, and indeed, doctors have refused to participate in what they believe to be an intentional ending of a human life. Here's another example from an earlier era that just came to light. In Serbia, an abortion doctor named Stojan Adesovic found religion, the particulars of which are beyond our scope here. After participating in a particularly gruesome procedure, he refused to perform any more abortions. There was hell to pay, from a recent story about the event. Quote, after this experience, Adesovic told the hospital he would no longer perform abortions. Never before had a doctor in communist Yugoslavia refused to do so. They cut his salary in half, fired his daughter from her job, and did not allow his son to enter the university. Similar, albeit less draconian, acts against dissenting medical professionals, although not their families, are now threatened throughout the West. Indeed, the aggression has already begun. Australian law, for example, requires doctors who refuse to perform abortions to find a doctor who will when patients request an abortion, effectively requiring that all doctors be complicit in pregnancy terminations. In California, an attempt to similarly require doctors to be involved in terminal sedations of patients with terminal illnesses failed, but the issue is likely to be brought up again. Also in California, legislation to legalize assisted suicide would have prevented Catholic nursing homes or other facilities that opposed hastening deaths from preventing such terminations from being done on premises. Expect increasing attempts in coming years to pass laws and promulgate regulations designed to coerce dissenting healthcare professionals to be complicit in death-causing procedures under threat of loss of professional employment, with the intention, I believe, of driving people of certain faiths and moral persuasions out of the healthcare professions. I strongly support the rights of conscience for healthcare professionals regarding elective procedures, that is, procedures that are not necessary to save life or to prevent serious physical health consequences for the patient. Such accommodations would seem to be in keeping with a multicultural and tolerant society. But the culture of death is not about tolerance. It is about cultural hegemony. Once its supporters perceive they are in control, they will work hard to punish dissenters because refusing to participate sends a clarion message that certain activities are just plain wrong. And that is a truth spoken to power that they simply will not tolerate. Expect the coming fight over conscience to become a political conflagration. I'm Wesley J. Smith, and that's my opinion. Thanks for listening.